Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So what do we know about breakthrough infections? Those cases where fully vaccinated people test positive for COVID-19. Well, the CDC is reporting that cases are more common than initially reported, but breakthrough infections are still a small fraction of total cases, and most of them do not cause serious symptoms. If you're vaccinated, should you be worried? Should you take extra precautions? Dr. Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada. Doctor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Peter.
We are seeing some high-profile breakthrough infections. U.S. senators, governors, Jesse Jackson, they've all been vaccinated. The question is, how common are these breakthrough infections?
Well, unfortunately, we don't know how common these breakthrough infections are because we're not really systematically tracking the frequency of breakthrough infections that don't result in hospitalization or more severe illness. The bottom line is we can't really put a number to it. It just seems that it's happening more with Delta than with other variants.
Well, to your point, the CDC said last week that breakthroughs are more common than initially reported, but that some states aren't tracking the numbers at all and others only track breakthrough infections that cause serious illness, as you said. What's the problem with not having good data?
Well, the problem with not having good data is that when people are very understandably worried about getting breakthrough infections, when they see people that they know are vaccinated, as you pointed out, a number of high-profile breakthrough infections have occurred, it can give people the idea that breakthrough infections are happening all the time, that they're going to get a breakthrough infection, and that, in fact, the vaccines don't actually work. Now, one thing people really do need to keep in mind with regard to that last part is that no matter how common breakthrough infections are, that's actually not what the vaccines were developed to protect against. The vaccines were developed to protect against severe disease, to keep people out of the hospitals and out of the morgue. The vaccines are still very much doing their job when it comes to that.
And you think the Delta variant is likely to blame here?
That is what the data does seem to suggest. So there have been several studies looking at breakthrough infections in smaller cohorts of people, comparing Delta to other variants that have come before, like Alpha. Now, Alpha was also more transmissible, but Delta actually outcompetes Alpha, and it seems to unfortunately do so with regard to breakthrough infections as well.
The other question is whether or not the vaccines are losing their efficacy over time. Might that have something to do with breakthrough infections?
There is some data coming out that suggests that in people who are higher risk for COVID, specifically older people, people who might have some type of condition that would cause them to be somewhat immunocompromised, are potentially having a decrease in vaccine effectiveness. But overall, the vaccines are actually really continuing to hold up in terms of their ability to keep people out of the hospital and to prevent severe disease. So while we're seeing an increase in cases in many places, even in highly vaccinated populations, we're not seeing a huge increase in the number of vaccinated people who are ending up in the hospital, even smaller increase in the number of vaccinated people who are ending up in the ICU or who are dying from COVID.
Right. But I think this is tough for people who were surprised and frankly disturbed recently this summer in July to find out that 3/4 of the people in that cluster in Provincetown, Massachusetts, who were infected, that they were fully vaccinated. This was in a region with a high vaccination rate. And as more and more people see these stories of breakthrough infections, I know many people, including myself, are wondering, what should I do? Is it safe for me to go to a restaurant anymore? So what's your advice on what people who are vaccinated should do?
Yeah, I think this is a really, really great question because I think a lot of people have sort of had this mental model of vaccines as these sort of magical force fields that can cause the virus to just bounce right off of you. And the Provincetown outbreak really, I think, kind of was jarring to a lot of people to realize that people who were fully vaccinated were getting infected. But what people really need to realize is that vaccines are only part of the equation for risk reduction. So in Provincetown, that took place in the middle of a big festival in which people came from outside of the community. People were doing all sorts of social things together. They were hanging out in restaurants and bars in incredibly crowded situations. Those situations are really, really conducive to the virus spreading regardless of people's vaccination status. So people should consider adding extra layers of precautions. for some people, that might mean indoor dining less, indoor dining in places with restricted capacities, wearing masks in public spaces or when around people from outside their households. The more layers of protection that you can add, the more your risk will be reduced. So people shouldn't be relying exclusively on their vaccines for protection. They can feel confident knowing that those vaccines are going to keep them from going to the hospital. But I think, you know, if you're having some friends over who you know are vaccinated, one thing people can do actually is implement rapid testing. Rapid tests are becoming increasingly available at drugstores. That's one way you can give yourself a little bit of peace of mind that you are COVID negative and anybody that you're hanging out with is also COVID negative. But to prevent being infected altogether, people should continue to consider wearing, at the very minimum, masks when they're out in public spaces or with people from outside their households.
How do you feel about boosters? Will they help prevent those breakthrough infections?
So this is something that I think is very frustrating for me and a lot of my colleagues, because right now, I don't think it's very clear that a third booster shot will prevent breakthrough infections. For some people, boosters are warranted, and that's those high-risk people that I was mentioning before, and the data does support that. But average people, young, healthy people getting a booster, I'm not convinced that it's going to prevent breakthroughs, and I'm also not convinced that it's really needed at this time.
Finally, doctor, give us your advice for people who might be around unvaccinated kids and might be worried about a breakthrough infection. What precautions should we take?
Yeah, this is one of my biggest concerns, because it's quite clear that Delta is spreading like wildfire through unvaccinated populations, and children under the age of 12 are a very, very large, significant unvaccinated population. It's my opinion that in-person schooling should only resume if the staff is vaccinated and if there are other mitigation measures in place to prevent transmission in the school environment. This is particularly important, not just to protect the health of those kids, but also to protect people within their families. And I'd really urge the FDA to consider approving or authorizing vaccines for use in children under 12, at least school-aged children, as soon as they possibly can.
That's Angela Rasmussen, a virologist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Peter.